prevail in prayer. Stephen Leacock once said, "There is only one beautiful child in the world, and every mother has it." Everybody thinks their child's the cutest, the prettiest, the most beautiful, and at that moment, it's a beautiful child, isn't it? Children play such a precious role in a family. They should bring sunshine and happiness in the life of a parent. Unfortunately, though, today in our present society, children are too often seen as an inconvenience, something to be used for profit, or in the extreme cases, experimental guinea pigs for scientific research. Many are abandoned, many are beaten, or simply ignored. Blessed, though, are the children who are wanted, who are cared for and loved. Fortunately, God has still given most people a sense of need for children. The birth story of Samuel today begins with an instinct for motherhood from a woman named Hannah, whose name means fixed or settled. Interestingly about this day is her life for years was unsettled because she had no child to love. She was married to a man named Elkanah who practiced polygamy. Now his other wife's name was Peninnah, meaning jewel or pearl, and she had several sons and daughters. However, Hannah was Elkanah's precious pearl, for he had a special love for Hannah. As much as Elkanah loved Hannah, his other wife, Peninnah, flaunted the fact that she had children into Hannah's face. She mocked her. But the specific day mentioned in our text today is probably the worst day that she had. Hannah had been crying and she felt bitterness in her soul because she was longing in her heart for a child. That troubled spirit led her to a prayer. That's not unusual. Christians respond all the time in prayer when something troubles them, when trouble comes upon them, when circumstances go beyond personal control. There's three things today that Hannah prays. Hannah prays a prayer of an anguished heart. She prays a prayer of faith. And then she has that prayer answered. Her prayer of anguished heart today says that Hannah felt trapped in the situation that she was in, and it seemed so very hopeless to her. The Bible comments in verse 7a that so it was year by year. Every year she went to the temple. Year by year she prayed. Many people feel snared and upset in their situation. They feel caught in the circumstances of everyday life. And they find no apparent relief in sight. And they keep looking and there's nothing there. Habits that bind them in a circular rotation. It just seems that it keeps going on and on. Jobs that are going nowhere. Finances that refuse improvement. Relationships that hinder rather than help. And the health of our own physical beings deteriorates. Many people can relate to Hannah's circumstances here today. Today, Hannah has a prayer of faith. Like so many people before her and so many after her, Hannah appears to want to play the game, "Let's make a deal." How many of you have seen "Let's Make a Deal"? It's been on forever and a day. Monty Hall, who was the one that kind of originated, I think he passed away last year. He was 96 years old. And in today's world, Wayne Brady is the one who's up there with "Let's Make a Deal." But sometimes you and I want to make a deal with God, don't we? We give God the situation and the circumstance, and we tell Him how we want Him to answer our prayer. We tell Him what we want, and then we wait for a miracle to happen. That happens a lot. But sometimes all you have to do is do like Hannah and just plead and just have a broken heart and put everything on the altar. It says if he were to give her a child, she says, and specifically a male child is what she asked for, she would trade that child in as a professional minister for temple work. So she was going to give him back to the Lord. But what Hannah was saying was, God, I believe that you can handle any and all situations in my life. I believe you can do it, God. It's up to you. Here's my heart, Lord. My frustration, my anger, I give it all to you. I'm going to lay it down here. Hannah's faith focused that day was on God. Faith alone is the trigger that releases divine power. Our trying, our struggling, or promising won't always work, will it? Faith is what God is after. When He sees our faith, when He sees our devotion, our dedication to something, that's when He knows. When we are broken, He says it's time. Faith is the key to our relationship with Him. It is the key to our relationship when we let it all out, when we let go of all of that that holds us in. Hannah possessed that faith not only that day, but in many days to come. Hannah had that faith. And her prayer was answered. Eli's words to her that day, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked of Him." He says that in verse 17. Go in peace. The God of Israel has answered. He's going to grant your petition that you've asked Him. It brought a sense of hope and a change of attitude to Hannah. All of a sudden, her world was a little brighter. Elkanah becomes the vehicle of fulfillment for the promise of God's messenger. How often in my life have I talked to couples who are childless? I have cried with them. I've laughed with them. I've listened. Only later in life to learn of an unexpected miracle that resulted in a baby for the couple, either through natural process or adoption. I remember a couple many years ago that had been married for 9 years and had done everything under the sun, medically and whatever. They were wanting a child, and nothing was happening. They had spent all kinds of money, had all kinds of surgeries, had all kinds of things done, had done all kinds of in vitro and all kinds of stuff happening. And they were in the adoption process, and they adopted a beautiful little girl, and her name was Andrea. And when Andrea got home with them and how they loved her, and she was 6 weeks old when they got her. And in just a little while, the mama began to feel sick, wondering what was going on. Well, let's know what happened. Andrea has a little brother named Jeff, and they are 11 and a half months apart. So instead of having one baby, they had two that year. When Andrea was turned a year old, we have a baby. So those two children have grown up. They are young adults now. And the family was doubly blessed. God allowed a blessing in their life. You see, God acted on Hannah's request, and she bore a son, naming him appropriately Samuel. Samuel meaning asked of God. Samuel was asked of God. Adam Clark, who writes many commentaries or has over the years, he said, "The name would put both the mother and the son in continual remembrance of the divine interposition of his birth." In other words, it all was going to come together. It all would come together. When we think of Hannah, we think of Samuel. You know, we don't think about that other woman that we can't say her name, and we don't think of Elkanah because that's a weird name to say too. We think of Hannah and Samuel and Eli. We think of how God did what God was supposed to do. God answered her prayers. And when God answers our prayers, and God will, we need to thank and praise God for answered prayer. So many times we get an answer to something and we're just like, "Oh, thank you, thank you." Sometimes we thank the Lord, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we thank other people who really aren't in the process. But here today, Hannah thanks God. She praises God because God answered her prayer. Hannah received her answer to prayer, but the greatest excitement about prayer is not so much that we receive an answer, but in being the type of individual that God can trust and use with that answer. Are you the type of individual that God can use when He gives us the answer? Are you someone that can be trusted? Someone that can be faithful? Someone that can listen and share all that God has in store for you? That's what Hannah did today. It was a prevailing prayer. Her prayer is in the Scripture today, and it's in the second chapter. And it says, Hannah prayed and she said, "My heart exalts the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in my victory. There's no holy one like the Lord, no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. The bowels of the mighty are broken, but the feeble gird on strength. Those who are full have hired themselves out for bread, but those who are hungry are fat with spoil. The barren has borne seven, but she who has many children is forlorn. The Lord kills and brings to life. He brings down in Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and He exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a seat of honor. From the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and on them He has set the world. He will guard the feet of His faithful ones, but the wicked shall be cut off in darkness. For not by His might does one prevail. The Lord, His adversaries shall be shattered. The Most High will thunder in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to His king and exalt the power of the anointed." This is the prayer of Hannah. God did those things for her. When was the last time that you took the time to truly pray, not only for yourself, but for someone around you, that God would allow them the peace and understanding they need in their heart and their soul, in their spirit, to allow them to know the Lord better, to allow them to receive salvation, to allow them to find that next step to grow stronger, to find them to be able to get in with all this? Our Disciple Bible Study class that meets on Tuesday night, we have been reading a great deal about Samuel, about Hannah, about all the laws and the things that are going on. And this past week, we read this story. And when it was in the lectionary for today, and I thought, how appropriate. Because there's so many names, there's so much that we all kind of laugh about and we joke about, things we can't remember. But we know the main stories. We know those stories of people that God used to bring forth His Word. So today, let us all remember that God does answer our prayers. But the greatest excitement is whenever we are being trusted with what God gives us. Are you the kind of person that can be trusted with an answer to prayer? Can you be trusted to use it? Can you be trusted to be thankful? Can you be trusted to share it with someone else? Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for Your servants this day, Hannah and Eli. We thank You, Lord, that even in the midst of it all, when they thought all was lost, that Hannah continued to come to the temple. She continued to pray. She continued to ask for Your mercy and Your grace upon her. Lord, we ask this day that You bless this time here today, that You allow us Your grace and Your mercy in all that we do. We ask, Lord, this day as we go from this place, that You just allow everything in Your power to be God's will. Hold us close now, for it's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.